This week's StoryCorps Northwest opens in the Yakima Sahoptin language.
And me wanixa shikalawi ku siapanan waniki cheni honani. And me waniki Yakima pa. What I said was, my name is Jenny Honani. My Indian name is Sakalawi. My father is Anton Sepala Phillips from Matanam.
The history and language of the Yakima people are very important to 60-year-old Jenny Honani, as she explained in the StoryCorps mobile recording booth.
My Indian name is Sakalawi.
When I share with you my Indian name, that means that I have a passage. All of our people on the Yakima Reservation, we try to have our names when we are young. And this gives us the strength to go as long as we can in our life. Nowadays, because our names are becoming extinct, because people are forgetting them, they don't share that information enough. We're losing a lot of our names because the young people don't remember them. My father had all sorts of jobs. Being a rancher, he took care of cattle and horses, and he built fences. We baled hay, and he did a lot of things, my father did. And one day, when I was 18, getting ready to graduate from high school, he said, "What are you going to do?" And I said, "I don't know what I want to do." He said, "Well, I think you better go to school." And I said, "Why? You know, I've had enough school." He says, "Well, I don't want you to do the same work I'm doing. It's too hard. So you better go to school." So that week, I signed up to go to Kansas, and I went to college after that. I decided to go into teaching. I teach mainly in Yakima and Toppenish school districts because they don't have Indian teachers up here. And I think that a child needs as much exposure to any culture as much as they can. I remember when I taught at Eisenhower and I did the yoga class, and they had to do these yoga exercises for 10 seconds. So the leader would count 1, 2, 3, you know, and then everybody had to do that pose. And, you know, they were all struggling and, oh, they didn't want to do it. And the sub's not going to make them do it, you know. And I said, "Okay, let me count for you and you guys better hold it." And so then they'd show a pose and I'd go, "Nach, neat, mita, pini." And they'd put their leg down where they'd say, "What did you say?" And I said, "I counted for you in my language. Are you ready? Let's go again." So then they'd have another pose, and I'd go, "Luyam, bayam, nalium, chivu." And they'd say, "What's that?" And I said, "That's my husband's language. He's a Hopi from Arizona." Then we'd go on to the next pose, and I'd go, "Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco." And they'd say, "How many languages do you know?" And I said, "Well, I don't know French. Does anyone know French in here?" And some kids would say, "I do, I do." And then so they do exercises in French. And then, "Anybody know German?" Then they do exercises in German. And it became a lot of fun, you know. I taught in a public school 22 years. And we're rich in culture in this Yakima Valley. There's so much differences in this area.
In addition to preserving the language and culture of the Yakima people, Jenny Honani says the most important thing in her life is passing on her lessons to her children. You can hear other StoryCorps Northwest interviews on our website, nwpr.org. Special thanks to the Yakima Valley Community Foundation, Cashmere Valley Bank, Yakima Valley Museum, Heritage University, and KDNA Radio for their help in bringing StoryCorps to the Northwest.